2025 marks the 60th anniversary of the first Honda Formula One victory in the 1965 Mexico Grand Prix. More than half a century later, the drive and innovation that powers Honda racing still inspires everything Honda does, from F1 victories to the Civic Hybrid being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year. Honda Racing is leading the charge when it comes to innovation. And here's where it gets really cool. Every Honda-powered F1 car is packed with sensors, hundreds of them, all feeding live data straight back to the Honda Racing team in Sakura, Japan. We're talking about real-time analysis that helps engineers squeeze out every ounce of performance on the track. And the amazing part? That same cutting-edge thinking is making its way into the cars we drive every day, thanks to the expertise of Honda Racing engineers. Their work has led to advances like the hybrid technology now used in Honda's consumer vehicles. The 2025 Civic Sedan Hybrid is engineered for fun, from the racetrack to your driveway. Learn more about the Civic and the latest Honda innovations at Honda.com. Who are the teams to beat this weekend, do you think?
McLaren, team to beat. No doubt. Piastri will be quite disappointed of his mistake, so I think he's going to turn that into a positive energy. We as a team, Mercedes, will be fighting closely again with Red Bull and Ferrari.
And what was your analysis of Lewis Hamilton on his debut weekend?
I'm sure he wanted to finish ahead of Charles. I wouldn't be surprised if he's performing better here than in Melbourne.
Welcome everyone to F1 Nation's preview of the Chinese Grand Prix. I'm sat in the Mercedes hospitality area at the Shanghai International Circuit, overlooking the lake adjacent to the paddock. And alongside me, I have Mercedes reserve driver, Valtteri Bottas. Valtteri, it still feels so wrong to call you that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's still a bit weird, but that's what it is at this point. But yeah, all good. You know, happy to be part of this team again.
Are you missing racing?
Of course I'm missing racing. Like, Australia was definitely a bit weird watching it from the garage for the first time in 12 years. So, but yeah, I've had enough time to prepare for this situation, and I think it's the right thing to do for me this year.
Well, what about this weekend? You've scored 2 second places here in Shanghai. How challenging a circuit is it to drive?
It is actually quite a technical track. You know, the first sector is probably the longest corner we have in the calendar. Is kind of that breaking point and that corner combination of turn 2 and 3 is quite tricky. And then also that sequence leading to the back straight, that chicane thing. There's a bit of off camber, etc. So quite technical. But then there's some really fun bits, like really fast bits in the middle sector. And I've always really, really enjoyed this track. And this year, I think with the new surface as well, if it is grippy, it's going to be double the fun.
Tell us a little bit more about turn one. Are you hitting the brakes at any point, or are you just using the steering to slow the car?
So on low fuel, you are hitting the brakes, but never hard. You know, you're really flying into the corner, and the corner just keeps going. But yeah, you're kind of trail braking towards the end phase of that corner, but never really hard.
You've mentioned the new asphalt. What are the challenges with the new surface for the drivers and the teams?
I think first of all is normally the unpredictability of the grip level approaching the weekend, because, you know, if the grip level is, you know, let's say a few percent off from where the team is expecting, it changes the setup quite a bit. And same for drivers. Like, you've done the preparation in the simulator with a certain grip level, and you've kind of got your eye in that way. But then if you suddenly have less or more grip, you need to readjust, and especially being a sprint weekend, you know, you only have one practice. So let's see which team's got it right.
So with only the one practice session due to it being a sprint weekend, are the teams going to be learning all weekend?
For sure the teams are going to be learning all weekend, and you know, with the newer part from the rules for the sprint weekend, it's going to be really useful that the teams can still change the car on Saturday. So yeah, absolutely. Nobody is going to be after everyone at 100%.
What about the bumps? I mean, like Interlagos in Brazil, this track was built on a swamp. I think it's got 60,000 concrete pillars to stabilise it, but it is still bumpy. There always used to be a bump just coming into turn one. What are your memories of the bumps?
Yeah, it always used to be quite bumpy, and especially in the higher speed corners. Yeah, it made it quite challenging, but kind of fun in a way. Yeah, this year, at least on paper, it looks smoother. But the only way is to find out when the cars go out.
What do you need from your car to be quick here?
You need a good front end. You know, it can be a track that you can chew up the front tires if you don't have to have the balance. And corner example, like turn one. If you start understeering early on in the corner, you just overheat that outside front tire, and you can never then get the car turned for turn two. So I normally always here liked quite a pointy car to be able to get the car positioned and turn when you want to.
So I know we've only had a sample of one Grand Prix, but knowing what we know, who are the teams to beat this weekend, do you think?
McLaren, team to beat, no doubt. And I think we as a team, Mercedes, will be fighting closely again with Red Bull and Ferrari. But again, it can vary from track to track. It seemed really like the conditions were good for McLaren in Australia, and they were just the team to beat. So that's how everyone is expecting this weekend to go. But it's also hard to predict how close that is going to be.
What is Mercedes' analysis of McLaren's performance? Because I've heard other teams saying that they could be as far ahead as Red Bull were back in 2023. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't agree with that yet. We've only seen one sample, that is Australian Grand Prix. You know, quite mixed conditions on Sunday. So we need some more samples, but surely everyone hopes that is not the case, because that's not what we want to see. And you know, all the top teams, they are here to fight for the title. And let's hope the reality is a bit more favourable for the competitors.
So if McLaren are going to be favourites, can we just break down the other teams? Let's look at Mercedes. Actually, first up, what was your analysis of Kimi Antonelli's Grand Prix debut last weekend?
I think he did really well all weekend. Of course, there were some mistakes, which is kind of expected, you know, as a rookie, and especially Sunday, which is very difficult conditions, and it's one of the most difficult tracks in the wet, as we saw. Even experienced drivers made mistakes. So he had one spin. He got lucky with that, but that's racing. Sometimes it bites you, and sometimes you get away with it. And this time he got away with it, and then ended up with a great result, you know, starting from pretty far back, ending up, you know, fifth, which is, I think, amazing achievement for the first race. And overall, as a team, George, again, did solid job, as usual. And by result, Mercedes actually leading in the Constructors' Championship coming to this event, which is kind of cool.
And what advice do you have for Kimi coming into his first sprint weekend? What are the pitfalls?
I think it's going to be another tough weekend for all the rookies. You know, you only get that one practice session to get your eye in. But again, yeah, you got to try and get up to speed quickly, but don't do mistakes. If you do a mistake, if you destroy a tire set, or if you spin off, there's no way you can catch up with the rest. So still, I would say step by step.
And is it difficult to reset on Saturday? You have the sprint race in the morning, and then you have what, just a couple of hours before you then go out to qualify for the Grand Prix itself. Is that a difficult moment for a driver to get your head around?
It's not easy, you know, because you're in kind of a race mode for Saturday. Of course, yeah, it's a sprint race, so the fuel load is a bit less than normal race, but you still got to manage your tires and drive differently than in quali. So you really got to be able to make that switch quickly and nail your first laps in qualifying, which again, I think we will still see this week, and that the experience in the end will probably win. But again, it's a great challenge for all the rookies, and getting used to that kind of change in tempo, let's say.
Strap in. You're in the race with F1 TV Premium. See what the race director sees with custom multi-view. Watch every jaw-dropping moment in live 4K UHD. Across up to 6 screens, uninterrupted. Experience ultimate live immersion with F1 TV Premium. Available on selected devices.
2025 marks the 60th anniversary of the first Honda Formula One victory in the 1965 Mexico Grand Prix. More than half a century later, the drive and innovation that powers Honda racing still inspires everything Honda does, from F1 victories to the Civic Hybrid being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year. Honda Racing is leading the charge when it comes to innovation. And here's where it gets really cool. Every Honda-powered F1 car is packed with sensors, hundreds of them, all feeding live data straight back to the Honda racing team in Sakura, Japan. We're talking about real-time analysis that helps engineers squeeze out every ounce of performance on the track. And the amazing part? That same cutting-edge thinking is making its way into the cars we drive every day, thanks to the expertise of Honda Racing engineers. Their work has led to advances like the hybrid technology now used in Honda's consumer vehicles. The 2025 Civic Sedan Hybrid is engineered for fun, from the racetrack to your driveway. Learn more about the Civic and the latest Honda innovations at Honda.com.
Valtteri, you've said McLaren are favourites. We've discussed Mercedes. Where do you see Red Bull coming into this weekend?
I think they're definitely in the mix. You know,
in the mix for what?
In the mix for podiums, I would say. For win, I think two McLarens, they're the favourites. But I hope I'm wrong.
Look, Max Verstappen's car suffered from tyre deg on the inter tyre in Melbourne. It looks like it's going to be dry this weekend. If you're suffering on the inter, does that translate to the dry tyres as well?
Not necessarily. You know the like tyre pressures in wet conditions, normally there's more variability between the teams, and also the tyre heating or cooling, there's different options. So I'm sure they learned their lessons from Australia. So it doesn't necessarily translate to here, which is going to be bone dry weekend.
Talking of learning lessons, what about Ferrari? I mean, they were, what, 7/10 off McLaren last weekend? Do you think that difference is genuine, or do you think they were just underperforming?
It's a tough one, because actually after the pre-season testing, I thought they were looking quite good. But yeah, like I mentioned before, Australia is a unique track. You know, this is more like a traditional track this weekend here, and I think here we're really gonna see. And you never know if there was any issues with the setup or if the drivers didn't find the confidence with the car. But again, let's wait and see for another weekend.
Ferrari have always been strong in Melbourne, certainly with the car under the current regs. Do you think that will have come as a shock to them that they won't?
Probably. I think they were expecting better weekend. I'm pretty sure on that, and with the history in the past. But, you know, maybe the car is just built a bit different. Maybe it means that the car will be good in some other tracks rather than Melbourne.
Phoebe, when you look at the data, look at the numbers, what do you see as the pecking order now? Where are Ferrari? Are they the fourth fastest team at the moment, genuinely?
Based on Melbourne, it seemed like yes. But, again, going back to, we need more samples. You know, it's still early in the season, but if I would do predictions this weekend, I would say McLaren. Then I would say very close between Mercedes and Red Bull, and Ferrari a small step behind.
And what was your analysis of how Lewis got on, Lewis Hamilton, on his debut weekend?
I'm sure he wanted to finish ahead of Charles. You know, that's just racing driver nature. But actually, it seemed like he really improved throughout the weekend. I think he had a bit of a challenging start, but it seemed like he was getting his consistency back, his confidence back as the weekend progressed. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's performing better here than in Melbourne.
He has a great record here in Shanghai. Look, you know him well. You were teammates, obviously, at Mercedes. Do you think he's a guy that will thrive off the passion of Ferrari?
For sure. For sure, he will get lots of energy from the passion, from all the, I would say, different support he has from the fans. You know, there's, you know, you get these Ferrari fanatics. I think that's going to give him energy. And I think, honestly, he's still for sure, you know, getting used to the way the team works. He's still getting used to the car, a different engine. So I wouldn't just judge him quite yet.
Well, it's time for podium predictions now. You told us what you think the pecking order is for the teams, but how do you think it's going to play out? Who's going to be on the top step on Sunday afternoon?
I think Piastri will be quite disappointed of his mistake of going off like Lando did, but he was just a bit more unlucky. So I think he's going to turn that into a positive energy, and Oscar is going to win this Grand Prix.
Is this a really big weekend for Oscar, just in terms of the intra-team battle at McLaren? Does he, you know what it's like, do you have to strike back immediately if your teammate puts one over you?
You kind of have to. Like, it's not end of the world if he doesn't. You know, if he's performing with a similar pace than Lando. But, you know, if that gap in the points keeps growing, eventually everyone knows what happens. So, yeah, for sure he's keen to, you know, get it done this weekend. So that's why I'm predicting him. And
so Oscar for the win on Sunday. Yep. Who's second?
Lando will be second, right in the tail. And I think it's going to be an interesting fight for the third. I'm still going to say, based on how I saw the team operated in Melbourne, I'm going to say it's going to be George Russell.
VB, it's been great to catch up. Thank you very much. We recorded this episode before news broke that former F1 team boss Eddie Jordan has died. His team competed in 250 races, winning four of them, and it challenged for the world title in 1999 with Heinz-Harald Frentzen. But more than being a team boss, EJ managed drivers and he did deals. His last might have been his biggest because he was instrumental in design genius Adrian Newey's recent switch from Red Bull to Aston Martin. EJ was a larger-than-life figure who will be hugely missed by many people in Formula One, myself included. Time spent with EJ was never boring. There will be tributes to him throughout this weekend here in Shanghai, so please look out for them. Eddie, rest in peace. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with our review of the Chinese Grand Prix on Monday. F1 Nation is produced by Formula One and Audioboom Studios. 2025 marks the 60th anniversary of the first Honda Formula One victory in the 1965 Mexico Grand Prix. More than half a century later, the drive and innovation that powers Honda racing still inspires everything Honda does, from F1 victories to the Civic Hybrid being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year. Honda Racing is leading the charge when it comes to innovation. And here's where it gets really cool. Every Honda-powered F1 car is packed with sensors, hundreds of them, all feeding live data straight back to the Honda Racing team in Sakura, Japan. We're talking about real-time analysis that helps engineers squeeze out every ounce of performance on the track. And the amazing part? That same cutting-edge thinking is making its way into the cars we drive every day, thanks to the expertise of Honda Racing engineers. Their work has led to advances like the hybrid technology now used in Honda's consumer vehicles. The 2025 Civic Sedan Hybrid is engineered for fun, from the racetrack to your driveway. Learn more about the Civic and the latest Honda innovations at honda.com.